Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Dale High School tonight. We've got boys basketball action for you between the West Plains Zizzers and the Glendale Falcons. And the ball game tonight is brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Fair. Also, Don's Auto Service, Hershey Farm Supply, ONC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Toyota, also Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zizzer Zone, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains. Also, Knox Orthopedics, the Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison. And our boosters for the ball game tonight, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains and Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. It's the 6-6 West Plains Zizzers trying to win their sixth game in a row. They're riding a five-game winning streak, taking on the Glendale Falcons, who are 6-3 on the season. We'll be back with your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services. And I am OMC.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on soul.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly into the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Did you know that your car made a New Year's resolution to be sure to get regular maintenance? Yep, but your vehicle needs you to help make that happen. It's pretty easy. Just bring it to Don's Auto Service. Their expert technicians are trained on all new technology and are there to help keep your car's New Year's resolution. And if your car asked for tires for Christmas and didn't get them, it's a great time to buy with rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service on Port of Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show, where the Zizzers and the Glendale Falcons are warming up presently and getting ready to do some battle here, varsity action. Let's get you caught up on what's happened so far tonight in the freshman contest. Glendale won it 52-39. It was a lot closer than that score shows. Plus, West Plains was only playing with eight players. They've got two injured on the freshman team, so Coach Lynn Jones only had eight players to play with tonight. So Glendale wins that one 52-39. Then in the JV contest, West Plains wins it 58-44. So this will be the this will be the rubber game of the matches tonight. The varsity contest, Glendale coming in at 6-3. Zizzers are 6-6. West Plains has won five in a row. They're looking for number six in a row, and they're going to have their hands full tonight because Glendale will be starting a 6'8 sophomore. You heard me right, 6'8 sophomore. They've got a 6'6 senior also on the ball club, and a 6'3 sophomore, and a couple other players who are 6'1 and 6', and the rest of them, well, their smallest player, folks, is, I'm looking down the list here, is 5'10". So Glendale has a tall ball club. And if their pregame warm-up out here is any indication, they are making three-pointers like crazy out here. So hopefully this won't last after the warm-up. But the Zizzers are here to do some battle, so we'll see what we can get accomplished here tonight as the Zizzers take on the Glendale Falcons. And starting for the Zizzers tonight, Eli McGinley, also Dagan Green, Taylor Harrison, Connor Racklin, Alan Marchock. For the Glendale Falcons, it'll be Carter Harrell, Jackson Osborne, Aaron Ledgerwood, Carter Lowry, and Shibble Crosby. Those are the starters for both sides in the ball game tonight. Or at least that's what the coaches have told us. They can always change their mind as we get underway here. So before we get underway. So we'll just have to wait and see about that. All right, it's the Glendale Falcons, the West Plains Zizzers, boys basketball action, varsity action, getting ready to start. We'll take another break when we come back in the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. We'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC Orthopedic Surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745. Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004. Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors!
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in a closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First, banking company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Glendale High School in Springfield as we get ready to introduce the starting lineup for the West Plains Scissors. Eli McGinley, the senior, the first one out. And here comes Dagan Green, Taylor Harrison, the junior, Connor Rackley, the senior, Alamar Chalk, the senior, for Coach Shane Benson and his 6-6 West Plains Scissors. Coach Benson assisted by Corey Porter and Lynn Jones. For Glendale, Carter Harrell will be the first one out. 6'3", sophomore. Jackson Osborne, a 5'10", senior. Here comes the sophomore, 6'8", Aaron Ledgerwood. Senior, 5'10", Carter Lowry. And 5'11", senior, Shibble Crosby for Coach Brian McTeague and his Glendale Falcons, who are 6-3 on the season. Coach McTeague is assisted by Aaron Griffin, Jordan Epps, and Brian Wild. So I hope you've enjoyed the OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. Both teams getting some final instructions from their coaches before they head out onto the floor. It'll be 6'8 Aaron Ledgerwood, jumping center against Taylor Harrison. Taylor's about 6'3". He'll give up about 5 inches to Ledgerwood. So here we go. Ready to get this one underway. And Glendale, it's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Scissor Basketball off of Glendale. So Alan Marchock's going to bring it up. Set the offense for the Zizzers. And looks like it's a man-to-man for Glendale. Marchock on the right wing. He'll drive inside, miss the shot. And rebound comes down to Glendale. And it'll be Osborne bringing it up the floor. On the wing, that will be Lowry. Lowry up top, gives it back to Osborne in the paint, kicks it out to Crosby. Crosby on the baseline now, brings it out to the right wing. Up top, once again, it's Osborne. Gives it up to Lowry. Now they go up top to Harrell. Once again, it's Crosby on the right wing. Gives it up to Lowry. Top of the key, Lowry is going to shoot the three. It's no good. Ledgerwood with the rebound. He'll give it back to Lowry. He'll drive in, kicks it off. Shot no good. Ledgerwood underneath, and he missed the shot. And Eli McGinley in there battling, and the Zizzers come away with a rebound. Dagan Green gives it up to Harrison on the left wing. He'll shoot the three. It's good. Taylor Harrison with the OMCOC clink of West Plains three-pointer. Zizzers up 3-0. With the basketball, it'll be Lowry to Ledgerwood. Up top they go to Harrell. Comes to the right side. That will be Osborne. Now driving in the lane. Shot up and good that time by Lowry. And it's 3-2. Scissors with a one-point lead. 6:30 to go first quarter. Marchant across the timeline. Gives it to Rackley on the right wing. Rackley goes up top to Harrison. Back to Rackley now. Rackley goes baseline. Three-pointer. No good. Up the floor in a hurry, and Zizzers need to get back, and they didn't. Lowry, as soon as the shot went up, Lowry took off, and he gets the layup on the other end. Glendale up 4-3 now. Marchock with the basketball, free throw line. He'll give it to Harrison underneath. Harrison goes up over Ledgerwood, can't make the basket, and here comes Harrell the other way, and we're going to have a foul on Marchock. So, it will be the first on Marchock, first team foul on West Plains. And Glendale will throw it in under the basket. They'll take it out to Crosby up top. Back to Lowry. Lowry gives it up to Harrell now. They'll go left wing now to Lowry. Crosby down in the left corner. They'll go inside Ledgerwood. And the big guy takes it inside and scores. It's 6-3. Glendale with the lead. Harrison on the left wing for the Zizzers. Gives it to Rackley now. Rackley looking. Green down the left corner. He'll dribble up. Gives it to Harrison now. Cross court to Marchock on the right side. Down in the corner. It's knocked out of Marchock's hands. Out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Rackley will throw it in. From the side, gives it to Marchock, and Marchock will set the offense. Marchock's going to, well, the right side, and they'll go down on the baseline. Eli McGinley, he'll have to kick it back out. Marchock down the baseline now, and there's an offensive foul, and Alan Marchock just picked up his second team foul, and Chaney Martin's going to come in for the Zizzers as Marchock's going to have a seat. Wasn't a lot of contact there, but a good flop by Lowry. A lot of acting. Lowry with the basketball, left top, that'll be Crosby. Crosby, Harrell's going to shoot from the wing, it's no good. Dagan Green with the rebound, gives it up to Connor Rackley. And here come the Zizzers up the floor, back to Green. Green up top, Rackley on the right side. Now they go Harrison. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. Taylor Harrison. Taylor's got 5 points. Zizzers trail by one with 4:28 to go first quarter. And down the lane, and it's good by Lowry. Lowry's got 6 of the Glendale 8 points here in the first quarter. Chaney Martin with the basketball now on the left wing. And Martin almost had it knocked away. Now he'll drive to the basket. Gets his own rebound sitting on the floor. Gives it back. Connor Rackley hits the deck. No call. And now we've got a foul call. And it's going to be on Chaney Martin. Two Zizzers hit the floor. No fouls called. And that's kind of the way it's been all night here. The officiating's not been that good, folks. Down Harrell on the baseline. Underneath, shot up and good. Carter Harrell's got his first points of the ball game. And it's 10-5. Glendale with the lead, 3:45 to go first quarter. Chaney Martin with the basketball up top now. Chaney Martin on the left wing, driving on the baseline, shot up, and a blocking foul going to be called. Martin will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul's going to be on Harrell. That's his first team foul on Glendale. Chaney Martin will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. 3:35 to go first quarter. The Zizzers trail by five, and Martin misses the first free throw. Tommy Keller is going to come in. Eli McGinley is going to have a seat. Martin's second free throw coming up. And it's no good. Ledgerwood with the rebound. Here comes Glendale. Crosby with it on the left wing up top. He'll give it up to Osborne. He'll go to Lowry now. And from the right wing, no good. And Connor Rackley with the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer ball on the side. Rackley will throw it in. 3:17 to go first quarter. Zizzers trail by five. Dakin Green with the basketball. Up top, Green. Comes the left side. He'll shoot it up and no good over Ledgerwood. Ledgerwood with the rebound. And there's a travel on Crosby as Connor Rackley went for the steal. And Zizzers call a timeout. 3:06 to go first quarter. Glendale leads at 10-5. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than up on store.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Glendale High School. Zizzers will inbound the basketball on the baseline. They trail 10-5 here with 3:06 to go first quarter. Rackley will throw it in, and they'll get it to Harrison underneath, and Harrison scores. And Taylor Harrison has all 7 points for the Zizzers here in the first quarter. It'll be Osborne giving it up to Lowry. And there's going to be a hand check foul on Dagan Green, his first. Zizzers already have 14 fouls. Glendale has one. This is a repeat of the first two ball games, as the Zizzers had about three times as many fouls as Glendale did in the first two games. Ledgerwood underneath, shot up and good. And it's 12-7. Glendale with the lead, 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Green gives it up to Kellis. They'll come around the left wing to Harrison. Harrison to the free throw line. Tries to get it underneath to Keller, but no good. Here comes Crosby, knocked away by Martin. Out of bounds, it'll be Glendale basketball. Eli McGinley's going to come back in. Tommy Keller will have a seat. And it will be Osborne to throw it in. Osborne to throw it in for Glendale. Under the basket, they'll go to the corner with Lowry. Lowry comes up top. He'll bring it up to Osborne down the right corner. That's Harrell. Back to Osborne. Kicks it back. Harrell's going to shoot the three, and it's good. Carter Harrell hits the three, and it's a 15-7 Glendale lead with 2:10 to go first quarter. Taylor Harrison kicks it out to Green. Green up top to Chaney Martin. Martin trying to drive, and now they go inside to Green. Green with the basketball. Harrison got Ledgerwood off his feet, and now we've got a blocking foul on Glendale. That foul's going to go against Osborne. That's his first. Second team foul, so the Zizzers will inbound under the basket. Minute 53 to go here. first quarter, and the Zizzers trail it 15-7. Eli McGinley inside, dumps it off to Connor Rackley. Rackley had it blocked by Ledgerwood. Eli McGinley now shot up. He can't get it to fall, and Ledgerwood with the rebound. And here comes Osborne up the floor. Zizzers need to make those easy ones inside. Lowry gives up to Crosby. Back. Now it's Harrell inside. That's an offensive foul. Carter Harrell just picked up his second foul, lowered that shoulder, and knocked Eli McGinley to the floor. So now Ledgerwood will come out. So will Harrell. So now Glendale gets a little smaller. Here come the Zizzers. Martin across the timeline. Coming to the left side on the wing, Chaney Martin. Looking, he'll go up top, Connor Rackley. Rackley inside to Eli McGinley. He'll fake, shot up and good. Eli McGinley's got his first points of the ball game. Zizzers trail by 6 with a minute 5 to go first quarter. Osborne with the basketball. He'll go to the left side. That'll be Lowry. Back to Osborne underneath. And that's going to be a foul on Connor Rackley. Rackley got caught in the air. That'll be his first. That's a 15 foul on the Zizzers. And Osborne will throw it in under the basket. And the long three is no good that time. And the rebound comes down to Glendale. Osborne out top with Crosby. Back to Osborne. Looks like Glendale trying to play for the last shot here. Osborne up top. Zizzers inching their way out on defense. Back to Crosby. Back to Harrell. Harrell, or Osborne, I should say, is out near half court. Crosby on the left wing. Crosby down. Gives it back to Osborne. 13 seconds. Down to 9 seconds now. And Osborne's going to be, looks like, taking the shot. It's 5 seconds. Picks it up in the corner. Shot is up. It is no good. At the end of one, it's Glendale 15 and the Zizzers 9. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porta Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Glendale. Glendale Falcons will get the basketball start the second quarter. And the Falcons lead at 15-9 over the West Plains Zizzers as we get ready to start the second quarter here. And it will be Lowry to throw it in to Osborne. Zizzers with a 2-3 zone defense. And Harrell is back in the ball game. Also in the ball game, Killian now. Lowry up top. They'll go right side. Killian on the wing. Killian, and it's going to go out of bounds, and I believe they're going to conference on this thing. Officials are. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Rackley will throw it in to Chaney Martin. And Glendale's going to pick up at half court. Martin will bring it down the floor. He'll come to the left side on the wing, gives it up to Harrison. He'll shoot from the baseline. It's no good, but Harrison gets the rebound, throws it back in. Connor Rackley, and it goes off of Connor's foot out of bounds, and it'll be Glendale basketball. All right. Osborne will bring it up for the Falcons. Osborne going to the left side. And that one goes out of bounds, and it'll be, they're going to give it to Glendale. The official on the baseline was going to give it to the Zizzers. They didn't even talk about it. So they'll throw it in. And finally they'll go to Ledgerwood inside, up top to Killian now. Right side to Harrell on the wing. And shot is up and good by Lowry. He's got eight in the ball game. And it's an eight-point lead. Taylor Harrison with the basketball. Gives it to Rackley, back to Harrison in the left corner. He'll come up top to Rackley with the basketball. Back to Cheney Martin now on the wing, and he misses the three-pointer. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Glendale basketball. 6:53 to go here in the second quarter. And Glendale leads it 17-9 over the Zizzer boys. And it will be Osborne to bring it up across the timeline, sets the offense, comes to the right side, goes inside to Ledgerwood, and Ledgerwood lays it off the glass and in. He's got six in the ball game. It's a 10-point lead for Glendale. Cheney Martin with it now, top of the key. Martin will back it out, gives it to Harrison at the free throw line. Harrison will drive now. He'll go up and can't get it to go off the backboard. Martin gets in there and fights Ledgerwood for the basketball. It goes out of bounds, and it'll be Glendale basketball. And now Bristol Wood. Bristol Wood's going to come into the ball game for the Zizzers. Bristol is a sophomore. He's 6'3". And Eli will come out. So Bristol will have a couple of quarters to play here in the varsity contest. And here comes Osborne. Osborne gives it to Harrell up top. Harrell going to the left side. Gives it to Lowry. Lowry up top to Killian now. Back to Lowry on the left wing. They go baseline to Ledgerwood. Back up top. Now it's Lowry back to Ledgerwood on the baseline. He'll go inside to Harrell. And Harrell got behind the defense and scores. It's a 12-point Glendale lead. Martin across the timeline. Gives it to Taylor Harrison on the left wing. Cross court. And Taylor throws it all the way into the Glendale cheering section over there. So Marchalk will come in, and Rackley will have a seat for the Zizzers. Marchalk's got to be careful. He's got two fouls already in the ball game. Killian down in the corner. That'll be, Lowry. Lowry brings it up top, and it's going to go off Cheney Martin's foot. It'll go in the backcourt, picked up by Osborne. Or Lowry, I should say, now Osborne. Killian with it on the left wing, cross court to Lowry. Lowry down the corner to Harrell. Killian, Harrell trying to drive and has it stripped away by Cheney Martin. And they're going to call a foul on Harrell. And that'll be Harrell's third foul, fourth team foul on Glendale. So Crosby will check back in. Harrell will have to have a seat. Killian will come out, and Isaac Hill will come in for Glendale. Zizzers will get the basketball. 5:15 to go, second quarter. They trail by 12. Green with it on the right wing. Dagan Green comes up top. Now right side, Marchalk. Marchalk, he'll pull up for the jumper off the glass, and it's good. Alan Marchalk's got his first points of the ball game. It's a 10-point Glendale lead. Osborne gives it up to Hill. They'll go down to Ledgerwood on the baseline. The big guy, he'll dribble out. And now he kicked it into the corner. They go inside to Hill. Hill missed the shot. Cheney Martin with the rebound. And here comes Marchalk with the basketball. Up the floor, Dagan Green on the left side. Taylor Harrison from the right wing. Long three is good. Taylor Harrison hits the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. And the Zizzers trail by 7 with 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. And down it's Hill. Now it's Lowry. Cross-court over. That will be Hill with the basketball. Long three is no good that time by Lowry. Zizzers with the rebound. Marchalk will bring it up. He'll go cross-court. Dagan Green with it. He'll drive in. Jumper is good for Dagan Green. His first basket, and Glendale wants a timeout. 3:57 to go, second quarter, and Glendale leads it 21-16. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Glendale. They'll get the basketball. 3:57 to go in the second quarter, and Glendale leads it 21-16. Osborne with the basketball. Up top, he'll go left side, Lowry. Down into the corner, that's Hill. Back up, and they go inside Ledgerwood, the big guy, and he scores. Not a whole lot you can do when the 6'8 feller gets it right down there under the basket. Marchock with it, gives it to Rackley. He'll shoot the three, long distance. It's good. Connor Rackley with his first points of the ball game, an OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. Down in the corner is Hill. Give it back to Ledgerwood, down on the block, and he'll come to the right wing. That'll be Osborne. Lowry, they go inside, Crosby underneath, and Ledgerwood scores. Ledgerwood's got 10 points in the ball game. 3 minutes to go, second quarter, and it's a six-point lead for Glendale. Taylor Harrison gives it to Rackley, back to Harrison. Harrison in the corner for three. It's no good. Cheney Martin on the rebound, gives it to Rackley. He'll shoot another three. It's no good. Hill with the rebound, up the floor. Here comes Lowry. Lowry kicks it out, and that's an offensive foul on Lowry, and that'll be his first. That's the 15th foul on Glendale. 2:46 to go, second quarter. Cheney Martin's going to get a break. Bristol Woods coming in. So Marchock will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline, walks it up. And he'll back it back out. 2.5 minutes to go, second quarter. Now Marchock gives it up to Bristol Wood up top. He'll shoot the three. It's no good. And here comes Osborne. It's Lowry. He walked with the ball, no call, but he's going to get the layup. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Rackley with the basketball up top. Marchock on the left wing. Marchock trying to drive, lost the basketball, and here comes Lowry the other way, Dagan Green, and Green, Rackley with the rebound, and the ball is knocked away, and there's another offensive foul. How can you call that a blocking foul when Connor Rackley is standing straight up still, and the player runs right over him? Zizzers have faced that all night long with the two previous games. If that wasn't a charge, I don't know what was. I mean, that was your basic charge right there. Just run over the other player while they're standing straight up and still. But free throw is no good by Crosby. It's still an 8-point lead for Glendale with 1:56 to go here in the second quarter. And Crosby's missing the second as well. Wood with the rebound for the Zizzers. Marchock. We'll walk it up the floor. Across the timeline, minute 45 to go, second quarter. Marchock comes to the left side, and Taylor Harrison scores underneath. Harrison with 12 points. It's a 6-point lead now for Glendale. Killian down into the corner. Inside is Crosby, and he scores. There comes Marchock up the floor. It's an 8-point lead now. Rackley on the left wing. Rackley goes into the post. Wood kicks it out. Marchock back to, whoops. Rackley had it go right through his hands. Osborne, and Osborne missed the layup. It's out of bounds. And they missed that call because that went off the hands of Hill out of bounds, but they're going to give it to Glendale. Hill was following up on the missed layup. went right off his hands out of bounds, but they give it to Glendale underneath the basket to throw it in. Killian's going to shoot from the right wing. It's no good. And battling underneath, still battling underneath. Crosby with it. Coach Benson is irate because they're not calling fouls. They're just letting Glendale just maul the Zizzers underneath right now. And that one goes off the foot. And there we go, a loose basketball. Dagan Green gives it back to Marchok. There's a flop. No good. Rackley's going to shoot the three. It's no good. Marchok with it underneath and scores. Marchok. Zizzers trail by 6 with 30 seconds to go. Osborne with the basketball. Right side. Crosby back to Osborne up top. Back to Crosby. Glendale looks like they're trying to play for the last shot again. Killian with it. Almost traveled. Give it up to Osborne out near half court. 13 seconds to go. Zizzers trailing by 6. Osborne with it. 7 seconds. Osborne. He's looking to hand it off. Now he picks up his dribble. Killian up top. Back to Osborne. 1 second. And gets the shot off. No good. At the half, Glendale leads it 29-23 over the West Plains Zizzers. We'll take a break. We're back in 60 seconds with your Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers. Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Glendale. It is the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. And Glendale leads it 29-23 here at the half. For the Zizzers, Taylor Harrison leads the way with 12 points. 2 points for Eli McGinley. Dagan Green has 2 points. 3 points for Connor Rackley and 4 points for Alan Marchok. Nobody's in foul trouble for the Zizzers. For Glendale, Ledgerwood and Lowry both with 10 points apiece. 7 for Harrell and 2 for Crosby. Harrell is the only player in foul trouble. He's got 3 fouls here in the first half. Once again, 29-23. It was 15-9 at the end of one. And the Zizzers fought back here, got as close as 4 or 5 points here in the second quarter. But they trail it by 6. 29-23 here at the half. Stay tuned. We'll have more Zizzer basketball for you coming up. Right now it's the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show on 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004. Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers! Here's a few tips from Negri Plumbing for thawing frozen pipes. Open the faucet and apply heat to the frozen section of pipe. You can use a heating pad, hair dryer, or portable space heater, but keep away from flammable materials. Or by wrapping pipes with towels soaked in hot water. Do not use an open flame device like a blowtorch or propane heater. If you're unable to locate the frozen area, or if you can't thaw the pipe, call the experts at Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on soul.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Glendale High School, where the Glendale Falcons lead the West Plains Zizzer boys 29-23 here at the half. It is the Mayfield Auto Repair of West Plains halftime show. And we want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight, Mayfield Auto Repair, Patty Ingalls, the Zizzer Zone, Anytime Fitness, Negri Plumbing, also Parkway Beauty Academy, J&J Recovery and Towing, Harvey Ozarks Medical Equipment, Toyota, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Don's Auto Service, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer. Your boosters for the ball game tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and those are the awards all of West Plains. 29-23, Zizzers trail by six here at the half. We'll take another break when we come back on your Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. We'll have your second half of basketball. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-9452. Go Zizzers!
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Glendale High School. Hope you enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. As we get ready to start the third quarter of play, Glendale leads it 29-23 here. And let's see, West Plains will get the basketball to start things off here in the third quarter. It'll be Eli McGinley, Alan Marchock, Taylor Harrison, Dagan Green, and Connor Rackley for the Zizzers. March off with the basketball, right side, gives it to Rackley. Rackley on the wing, back door, and Eli McGinley is going to score. Eli has got his fourth point of the ball game, and the Zizzers trail by four. Osborne with the basketball. Harrell down the corner, back up top. It'll be Lowry now. Osborne on the left side. He'll give it to Harrell up top. Crosby on the right wing. Crosby now looking. He'll go up top to Osborne. Osborne with the basketball. Left wing, Harrell. Up top, Osborne. He'll kick it out to Harrell. Harrell's going to shoot the three from the wing. It's good. Carter Harrell's got 10 points in the ball game, and it's back to a 7-point lead. This is with the basketball. Harrison. And Harrison, boy, I tell you, Dagan Green had to get off the ground to save that one. Eli McGinley's going to miss the shot. And Harrell with the rebound for Glendale. Brings it up the floor. Crosby with it. Down the corner to Lowry. Lowry on the right wing. Up top to Osborne. They'll come left side now. They'll go down to Ledgerwood on the baseline. Crosby on the left wing. They'll go around the horn. All the way down to Harrell in the right corner. Up top. Now they bring it back around. Crosby, he'll give it up to Harrell. Harrell now to... Down the way down, Ledgerwood on the block. Ledgerwood kicks it out. Harrell's going to shoot the three out of the corner. It's no good. Connor Rackley with the rebound. Here comes Alan Marchock for the basketball across the timeline. Marchock, left wing. Marchock, he's going to kick it out. Dagan Green down the baseline to Harrison. Harrison goes back up top. Rackley, Marchock on the left wing. He'll shoot it from the wing. It's no good. Harrison underneath gets it to Eli McGinley, who missed the shot. Loose basketball. Dagan Green with it. And Dagan scores on the putback. Zizzers trail by five with 5:58 to go third quarter. Osborne with the basketball down to Lowry in the left corner. They'll bring it back up top. They'll go inside. Ledgerwood in the post, and he missed it. Loose basketball, and it's going to be Zizzer basketball. So Zizzers will get it. Marchock, bring it up for the Zizzers. 5:40 to go, third quarter. They trail by five. Marchock. Coach Benson calls out the play. Now Marchock will get it in motion. Rackley now on the left side. Now it's Green out of the corner. He'll shoot the three. It's no good. And Harrell with the rebound. Harrell bringing it up the floor. And it's going to be knocked away by Dagan Green. It'll be Glendale ball underneath. So let's take a look and see. Osborne's going to throw it in for the Falcons. Osborne looking inside. Now they go to the left corner. Lowry 4-3. Lowry's got 13 in the ball game, and it's an 8-point lead once again for Glendale. Rackley with the basketball. Taylor Harrison, and Taylor has it knocked away by Crosby. Here comes Osborne with the basketball. Harrell on the right wing. Crosby with it. up top. That will be Osborne. Left side, Lowry on the wing. Cross court, he goes to Crosby. Crosby going to drive inside, shot up, no good, and Eli McGinley on the rebound. Here comes Marchalk up the floor. Marchalk at the free throw line, gets in the lane, kicks it underneath Eli McGinley, and he scores. Eli's got six, and the Zizzers trail by six. 35-29, 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Crosby with it. Osborne, now they'll come Lowry on the left wing, back up top to Osborne, back to Lowry. Now they go Ledgerwood inside, and Harrell underneath, and he missed the shot, but he's going to be fouled. Harrell's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And let's see, it's going to be Harrison. That'll be Taylor's first foul, first team foul on the Zizzers here in the second half. So, Carter Harrell to the free throw line. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and the first one's good. So 11 points for Harrell. McGinley's going to come out. Chaney Martin will come in for the Zizzers. Eli will get a break. Carter Harrell makes the second one, and he's got 12 in the ball game. It's back to an 8-point lead with 4:10 to go, third quarter. Marchalk with the basketball. Now they'll set the offense. He'll go left side. And, whoops, he'll have to go back and get it to Rackley. Rackley gives it to Chaney Martin, kicks it out. Marchalk's going to shoot the three from the wing. It's no good. And Chaney Martin couldn't save it. He'll go over to Glendale. 3:55 to go, third quarter, and now the Zizzers are coming up with some three-quarter court pressure. On defense, Harrell with it now. Gives it back to Osborne. Back to Harrell across the timeline. Now they'll give it up top to Osborne. Down Crosby in the left corner. Back Osborne down to Crosby left corner. They'll go inside to Ledgerwood. He'll take it all the way over to Harrell on the right side. He'll drive. And are they going to count the basket? It's a foul on the Zizzers. Wasn't much contact there. And it's going to be Alan Marchak. Marchalk with the foul, his third. And they're going to give Carter Harrell the basket. He'll be shooting one, and he scores. It's now an 11-point lead for Glendale with 3.5 minutes to go here, third quarter. Marchalk with the basketball. Chaney Martin now on the right wing. Inside to Rackley. Rackley comes out to the right corner. Inside Harrison once again. Harrison kicks it out to Rackley. Chaney Martin at the free throw line. It's good. Chaney Martin's got his first point for the ball game. 9-point lead for Glendale. Crosby with it. Back to Osborne. They'll give it to Harrell all the way up to Lowry in the corner. He's going to shoot the three. It's good. And I tell you what, Carter Lowry hits another three-pointer. Inside, shot no good. And here comes Osborne with the rebound forward. Glendale. Crosby in the lane, gives it to Ledgerwood underneath, and he scores. Now it's a 14-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Marchalk with it to Chaney Martin on the right wing. He'll shoot it from the wing, no good. And loose basketball. Chaney runs down his own rebound underneath to Dagan Green, and he couldn't hang on to it. Dagan Green was all alone underneath. Cut into the basket, and he couldn't hang on to it. So Chaney's going to come out. Eli McGinley back in for the Zizzers. 2:25 to go here, third quarter. The Zizzers trail by 14. Crosby gives it to Osborne. Osborne back to Crosby as he brings it across the timeline. And Crosby lost it right out of bounds. The Zizzers will get it on the side. Crosby wants a break. And the Zizzers inbound it. Rackley back to Marchalk. Marchalk kicks it out. Dagan Green on the wing. It's no good. Eli McGinley fakes, goes up, has it blocked by Ledgerwood out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Killian will come in, and Crosby will have a seat for Glendale. Rackley will throw it in under the basket. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. And Rackley looking. He'll go up top to Marchalk. Marchalk. Taylor Harrison on the left wing. Harrison now gets Ledgerwood up off his feet but can't do anything about it. Rackley will shoot from the wing, and he hits the three. Connor Rackley on the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. And it's an 11-point Glendale lead with a minute 40 to go third quarter. Harrell with the basketball. Osborne. Lowry goes inside, and it's knocked away, but Ledgerwood gets it and scores anyway. They had it knocked out of Ledgerwood's hands, but it bounced right back up into his hand, and he was right under the basket, so no problem putting that one back in. And Osborne steals the basketball, gets it to Harrell. Harrell with it. He'll drive to the basket, and he's going to score, and he's fouled. And Harrell has taken over this ball game in the third quarter for Glendale. And Taylor Harrison just picked up his second foul, and that is the third team foul on the Zizzers here in the second half. Glendale has none. Harrison will come out. Jacob Ackerson comes in for the Zizzers. And Harrell makes the free throw. It's a 16-point lead, biggest lead of the ball game for Glendale right now with a minute 9 to go, third quarter. Rackley up top. Rackley gives it to Ackerson. Now it's Rackley on the left wing. Marchant down the left corner. Rackley once again left wing. Ackerson at the free throw line. He'll feed it inside Eli McGinley. McGinley looking. He'll kick it back out. It's going to be off of Marchak's hands out of bounds. Carter Harrell has scored 11 points here in the third quarter. He's got 18 for the game, and that's the reason why it's a 16-point Glendale lead right now. Osborne up top. Lowry, they give it to Harrell. Back up to Osborne. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Once again, Glendale playing for an absolutely easy shot or the last shot here in the third quarter. Harrell with the basketball. Gives it back up to Osborne. Lowry with it now, 20 seconds. Osborne with it once again. Back over to Lowry. Osborne. 10 seconds, Osborne with it. 6 seconds, Osborne goes to the right, goes inside, Carter Harrell, and now it's going to be a foul on the Zizzers as they knock the ball away. Dagan Green, that'll be his second. Fourth team foul on the Zizzers. 2.5 seconds to go third quarter. And it'll be Osborne to throw it in under the basket. Osborne in the corner. Harrell, or no, it's Lowry, and Lowry hits the three. And at the end of three, it's Glendale 53. And the Zizzers 34, we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Glendale High School. And Glendale leads it by 19, 53-34 as we start the fourth quarter of play. Glendale with the basketball. Osborne with it on the left wing up top. That'll be Killian. Lowry on the right wing. It's Harrell now, and Harrell. And, well, that time Harrell knocks down Eli McGinley, and that's a charge. Fourth foul on Harrell. But the exact same play as a while ago, and they called a blocking foul on the Zizzers. So I really don't understand. But anyway, Taylor Harrison, he'll save it on the baseline. Taylor's going to the basket. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. Taylor Harrison, and he's got 14 in the ball game. And the Zizzers won a timeout. 53-36, 7:29 to go. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Building of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Glendale High School. Glendale with the basketball. 7:29 to go here in the ball game, and Glendale leads at 53-36. Hill in the corner, cross court to Lowry on the left wing. Lowry up top to Hill. Gets it back to Harrell. Osborne up top. Now it's Lowry on the left wing. Zizzer's playing some man-to-man defense right now. Harrell top of the key. Osborne back to Lowry on the left wing. Osborne inside. The big guy, Ledgerwood, checking back in. Kicks it out to Lowry. It'll go Harrell up top. Osborne, now they go back in to Ledgerwood. He'll turn, spin, shot up, and good. Ledgerwood's got 16 in the ball game. And it's back to a 19-point lead. Marchoff with it now. Marchoff free throw line. Kicks it out. Connor Rackley fakes. Now he'll shoot the jumper, and it's in and out. Rolls out. Won't fall. And Glendale with the rebound. Osborne will bring it up. Gives it to Harrell. Harrell with the basketball. Over to Osborne up top now. Osborne goes to Harrell on the right wing. Up top to Lowry. Osborne on the left wing. Ledgerwood down in the post. And he'll kick it back out. Osborne up top. Lowry on the right wing. And Eli McGinley steals the basketball. Taylor Harrison brings it up. Gives it to Marchoff. Marchoff inside. Shot up. Good off the glass. Marchoff's got six in the ball game. 17-point Glendale lead with 5:48 to go in the ball game. Osborne over to Lowry, inside to Ledgerwood, underneath, shot up and good. And the big 6'8 sophomore, there's nothing the Zizzers can do underneath, but just hope he misses the shot. Marchoff underneath, Ackerson in the ball game, he missed the shot. Harrell with the rebound, Osborne's going to bring it up. Harrell. He'll drive, kick it out, up top to Osborne. Harrell down to Ledgerwood. Ledgerwood back up top. It's Lowry. And Hill will kick it out. And Marchoff almost stole it from Lowry. Lowry going to kick it out now. Harrell with the basketball. Up top, it'll be Osborne with it. Hill down in the left corner. Osborne into Ledgerwood. They'll kick it out to Harrell in the corner. Up top to Osborne, Hill on the left wing, up to Osborne, 4:45 to go in the ball game. Harrell underneath, he'll put the one-hander shot up. Harrison with the rebound on the miss, and Rackley will bring it up across the timeline. Gives it back to Harrison, top of the key. Harrison pumps, free throw line, shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Osborne. Up the floor, it's Lowry to Ledgerwood, and the big 6'8 guy was going to stuff it with one hand, and he couldn't do it. Barely got it over the rim to get it in. Marchoff with it. Rackley's going to shoot the three from the wing. It's no good. Missed everything. And in comes Gunnar Robbins, Cheney Martin, and Dagan Green. Marchoff, Rackley, and who else? Eli McGinley will come out for the Zizzers. 4:08 to go here in the ball game. It's a 21-point lead for Glendale. Crosby will throw it in, gets it to Osborne. Back to Crosby. Back to Osborne. Crosby with it. Crosby crosses timeline. He'll come left side. Killian back up top to Osborne. Zizzer's in a 2-3 zone. On the baseline is Killian on the right side. Killian with it, looking inside, nothing there. Into the ball game is Klinkenbeard. And Klinken to Killian with it out now on the right wing. Up top to Osborne. Osborne, now he'll kick it back out to Killian. Osborne up top, left side to Killian. It'll be Ledgerwood. Ledgerwood just hopped with the basketball, traveled with it, no score. And Klinkenbeer gets the easy bucket underneath. 23-point lead with 3:13 to go in the ball game. Cheney Martin with it. Martin trying to go. He's going to score, and he's fouled. Cheney Martin's going to get the basket and see who the foul's going to be called on. And it's going to be Crosby. That's Crosby's first. And that, folks, is the second team foul on Glendale here in the second half. Harrison and Green are going to come out now. Carter Martin comes in. And let's see. Drew Dawson comes in. Cheney Martin at the free throw line to shoot one for the Zizzards. And he missed the shot. Klinkenbeard with the rebound, gives it up to Killian. 21-point lead for Glendale with 3 minutes to go. Glendale with the basketball. Osborne up top. And McDonald now in the ball game. And also, another big fella, Trayvon Cooper, 6'6", in the ball game. He's a senior. Shot up and good that time. Klinkenbeard gets another basket for Glendale. Gunnar Robbins kicks it out. Cheney Martin, he'll turn around with a jumper. It's good. Cheney Martin's got 6 in the ball game. Klinkenbeard with the basketball across the timeline. He'll give it up to Killian down the right corner. That'll be McDonald. And let's see, Osborne up top. Why Osborne's still in the ballgame, I have no idea. Down on the baseline is Klinkenbeard. Back to Osborne, cross court to Killian. In the corner, long three is no good. And there's a foul. Cheney Martin's going to get fouled. And I believe that one is going to go against number 12, and it does. Klinkenbeard picks up his first foul, third team foul. Owen Harris comes in, and Cheney Martin will come out. And let's see. So Drew Dawson, Owen Harris in the ball game. Gunnar Robbins, Jacob Ackerson, and Carter Martin. Martin up top gives it up to Dawson. Gunnar Robbins, top of the key, back to Dawson. Ackerson has the basketball, and it's going to get tied up now. It'll be Zizzer ball with a minute 35 to go. So Glendale will go to 7-3 on the season. Zizzers now will, their five-game winning streak will come to an end. They'll go fall to 6-7. And up next for the Zizzer boys will be Bolivar. Steal by Hill. Carter Martin's going to get the foul. Carter Martin picks up his first foul. 15 foul on the Zizzers here in the second half. And it'll be Klinkenbeard to throw it in. He'll go into Cooper inside. Cooper, and he lays it up and in. The big guy on the easy basket. 23-point lead with a minute 20 to go in the game. Carter Martin with it. Jacob Ackerson underneath. Back to Carter Martin. He'll drive. Gives it to Ackerson. Going to be blocked by Cooper, but a foul. Ackerson's going to the free throw line. And the foul's going to be on Klinkenbeard. It's his second. Fourth team foul, and Jacob Ackerson goes to the free throw line to shoot free throws for the Zizzers with a minute 15 to go in the game. And Jacob misses the first one. Second free throw from Jacob Ackerson is up, and it's good. Jacob's got a point in the ball game. 22-point lead with a minute 15. And why in the world is Lowry back in the ball game? Why do you continue to put starters in when you lead by 22 points with a minute to go in the game? Cooper gives it underneath the Hill. Hill missed the shot. Puts it back up and in. Hill got his own rebound. Put it in. Gunnar Robbins with it. Robbins on the baseline. He'll kick it all the way out. Owen Harris will shoot the three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to McDonald. And bringing the ball up the floor will be Lowry. Across the timeline with 34 seconds. Lowry with it. Gives it up to McDonald. Over to Klinkenbeard. 25 seconds. Back over McDonald. Now it's Hill on the baseline. Up top to Klinkenbeard. McDonald on the right wing. 15 seconds. And Glendale's not going to shoot it. That's going to be your final score. Glendale Falcons are going to win this one 67-43 over the West Plains Zizzer boys here at Glendale. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will have your shelter insurance and Andrew Ekman of West Plains post-game show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper. Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Colder weather is here, and Negri Plumbing wants to remind you to remove your garden hoses for your outdoor faucets to prevent your pipes from freezing and bursting. Nobody wants that to happen, but when plumbing problems occur, call the service experts at Negri Plumbing. From leaky pipes to sewer problems, people have trusted Negri Plumbing for over 40 years now. They also install water heaters, garbage disposals, and gas appliances. Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear. J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Glendale High School, where the Glendale Falcons have defeated the West Plains Zizzer 67-43 here. It is your shelter insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains, post-game show. For the Zizzers tonight, they were led by Taylor Harrison with 14 points. Eli McGinley had 6, 4 for Dagan Green, 6 for Connor Rackley, 6 for Alan Marchock, 6 for Chaney Martin, and 1 point for Jacob Ackerson. For Glendale, they were led by 20 points from Aaron Ledgewood, the 6'8 sophomore, 19 points for Carter Lowry, 18 points for Carter Harrell, 4 points for Klinkenbeard, 2 points for Hill, and 2 for Cooper. It was 15-9. Glendale led at the end of one. Glendale led at 29-23 at the half. They led at 53-34 at the end of three quarters of play, and they win at 67-43. Zizzers were as close as 4 points in the third quarter before Glendale blew it open in the third quarter, and they cruise on to win at 67-43. Zizzers now 6-7 on the season. Glendale is 7-3. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll have your OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains player of the game. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Glendale High School, the Shelter Insurance and Direct from the West Plains postgame show. Time for our OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. It's going to be Taylor Harrison of the Zizzers. Taylor with 14 points in the ball game. Taylor is going to be our player of the game, OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains player of the game. Zizzers lose this one 67-43. Zizzers lost the freshman contest 52-39. They win the JV contest 58-44. Up next for the Zizzer boys will be January 22nd. They will travel to Bolivar to take on the Bolivar Liberators. That will be on January the 22nd. That's a makeup game that was postponed earlier in the season. Lady Zizzers, they will be at home Thursday night. They will host Glendale at the West Plains High School gym. And with the, I believe the freshman game is scheduled to start at 4:30 with the JV and varsity to follow. We'll have that varsity game for you on 100.9 The Train. That's Thursday night from the West Plains High School gym. All right. I want to thank our sponsors once again, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, ONC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman, Toyota, Har of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingalls, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, and Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison. Our boosters in the ball game tonight: Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Brow Furniture and Appliance, and Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jake Beckman, West Plains and Thayer. I want to thank D. Ryan back at the studio for a fine job tonight. I'm Ramblin' Rick, and I hope you've enjoyed Zizzer Boys Basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.